Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga ku Evans Zininga osiphathele indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 19 Mfumfu 2022. Ibizo lami ngoGaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Njengombalisi ngifunde okunengi kakhulu okungikhulisayo engikubonileyo ukuthi empilweni akumelanga ukuthi ugxile eholweni lakho.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usesungule uhlelo lwababalisi olubizwa ngokuthi Teachers for Economic Development.
Ungalalela ivini ke abameli bakhe bakhuluma ukubana silenkinga ezenzakalayo ke kujudiciary kakhulu ke kuma magistrate court.
Umthethwandaba kamanje walile njalo namhla ukukhulula isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC umnumzana Job Sikhala ngemali yesibambiso i-bail. Odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa ole bhizimusi uthi angeke avule ibhizimusi ekhaya ngenxa yodlakela lwembusazwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze ababalisi ukuba bangasetshenziswa izitha zeZimbabwe esithi kumele basebenzele ilizwe labo kungelani lobunzima ababhekane labo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Mnangagwa wethule amazwi la namuhla eHarare ngesikhathi esungula okusemthethweni uhlelo lwababalisi olwe Teachers for Economic Development. Uncome kakhulu ababalisi ngomsebenzi abawenzayo ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe leZimbabwe. Uthe loba nje ababalisi bebhekane lenhlupho eziningi ezifana leholo eliphansi, uhulumende uzaqhubekela phambili edinga indlela zokuba bengabasiza njani. Uqhubeke sithi ababalisi bakulezinsuku akusamelanga bethembe kuphela ekutholeni iholo. Umnangagwa uthe kumele benze imisebenzi yezandla efana lokulima, ukubaza lokunye. Uthe ababalisa kumelanga basetshenziswe izitha zelizwe ezifuna ukuba behlamukele inkokheli yelizwe.
Kulolo hambo ngilikuthaza ukuba liqaphele kwezombusazwe labo abafuna ukulibisela emuva, befuna ukuba lingalandeli izinqumo zobuntu benu njengabantwana be-Afrika.
Izisebenzi eziningi eZimbabwe zikhala ngeholo eliphansi, zifuna ukuba uhulumende azinikeze iholo ezazilithola uMnangagwa engakabi ngumongameli. Umhlangano we-Teachers for Economic Development ungene ngababalisi abafika phose inkulungwane ezinhlanu abavela ezabelweni ezishiyeneyo. Bachiye abantwana beloba phose bodwa imihloliso. Unkosikazi Nesia Dube ofundisa eCholosho chasisa ngakuthola emhlanganweni lo.
Njengombalisi ngifunde okunengi kakhulu okungikhulisayo engikubonileyo ukuthi empilweni akumelanga ukuthi ugxile eholweni lakho, ngoba kuyatholakala ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi uyakusithi ngiyasebenza kube lenye into ezadala ukuthi ucine ungasasebenzi. Then kuthi nxa wena uzitshele khonokho sokuyikuphela kwakho, ngoba kusele enye indlela yokuthi uthole imali, kumbe noma uphakathi komsebenzi kungenzakala salary imap ngezizathu eziningi ezishiyeneyo usuzahluwe ngoba kusela enye into ongayithola.
Lokho kugcizelwe ngomunye umbalisi wesilobela unkosikazi Nomzamo Dlomo, yena othi bafundise ukuba njengababalisi kumele baqine ngemisebenzi yezandla.
Ngifunda ukuthi wakhona sokumele ke sihambe njengababalisi siyezithuthukisa thina sithuthukisa abantwana sithuthukisa futhi le community ukuthi nanzelele ukuthi imisebenzi yezandla iqhakatheke unganani.
Umnumzana Thedi Ncube uyakusekela lokhu.
Inhlanganiso lezi ezinjenge Teachers for Economic Development zibalulekile kakhulu ekukhuthazeni patriotism. Zibalulekile ngale ndlela. Ungakukhangela ngokuthi ama teacher ngabantu labo abalama economic needs abo. Abale interpretation yabo njalo economic development bala lokhwana ngesikhiwo okuthiwa ngama sector specific needs endungakhangela idevelopment ye economy iya developer ye but i developer ngendlela ezijineyo for abantu abajineyo. So ama teacher nxa ehlangana esithi wona ngama teachers for economic development bazama ukucontextualize economic development nationally ukuthi ibe lendlela eba affecta ngayo bona njenge constituency njalo economic development ibe lendlela e responder to ama problems abo.
Kodwa umunye umbalisi unkosikazi Charity Sithole ofundisa eKwatsana uthi umhlangano owenzakele namhla awulani lezifiso zababalisi, uthi ibandla lezanpf lizama ukubadonsela kubandla leli
iprogram elwentshiweyo le okuthiwa yiteachers for ECD. Angilubona usizo lwayo kubabalisi, ayila sizo ezaluletha kubabalisi, ayila nguquko ezaluletha ezimpilweni zabo, ngoba ababalisi into abayifunayo yokuphila, into abayifunayo imali kuphela, abadingi ama promises, abadingi izithembiso. Mina ngokubona kwami le indlela kuphela elinyihlangothi olwezombangazi ukuthi bathengi ama votes kubabalisi, bazama kuphela ukukhombisa ababalisi ukuthi bangene kubo beba briber ngento ezingikho, beba themes into ezingikho.
Inhlanganiso ye Teachers for Economic Development esanda kusungulwa ithi ijonge ukwenza ukuba ababalisi bathande ilizwe labo njalo bahambe emsebenzini kungelani le mali abaziphiwayo. Abaningi bathi indlela yokudinga usekelo ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Inkokheli yalinhlanganiso le namuhla incenge umnankagwa wokuba anikeze ababalisi uncedo lwenhlanyelo lendawo zokuthengisela ukuze bancediseke kuholo labo. Kulenhlanganiso ezinye njalo ezibunjwe ngokufanayo ezigoqela eYoung Women for Economic Development, Pastors for Economic Development lezinye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umthethondaba kamanji walile njalo namhla ukukhulula isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC umnumzana Job Sikhala ngemali yesibambiso i-bail. Usikhala oselenyanga ezine valelwe ejele lamanye amalunga e-CCC alitshumi lasithupha kulandela ukubotshwa kwabo mhlaka 14 ngoNhlangula besetheswa icala lokuphehla udlakela eNyathime. Ibandla le-CCC lithi ukuncitshwa kukaSikhala i-bail kuveza sobala ukuthi imithethwandaba isetshenziswa yiZANU-PF ukuhlukuluza amalunga alo. Kodwa ibandla le-ZANU-PF liyakulandula lokhu. UmkaSikhala u-Ellen laye umiswe emthethwandaba namhla yena esetheswa icala lokwephula imithetho yemgwaqo ngokutshayela imota yakhe kucele elingayisilo. Unkosikazi Sikhala ulilandule leli cala esithi amapholisa ambopha ngemva kokwala ukubafumbathisa, kubike inkundla yenewzimbabwe.com. Uzaphindela njalo enkantolo mhlaka 27 kulinyanga. Ngakolunye uhlangothi, amagqwetha omkhokheli we-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa aselobele usikomichi wamajele cela imvumo yokuthi uChamisa ethekelele usikhala labanye bakhe entolongweni kulandela ukwaliswa kwakhe ngogada bamajele kanenginengi. Amagqwetha la athi usikomichi wamajele kumele awaphendule kungakedluli usuku lwakusasa. Sixoxe lomsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba, saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi uthini ngodaba lokuncitshwa i-bail kukaSikhala.
Thina besingakhangelelanga ukubana ke ngendlela ke osukwenzakala ngayo emadali ukubana uSikhala engathola i-relief ema-magistrate court ngenxa yokubana ungalalela ivini ke abameli bakhe bakhuluma ukubana sile nkinga ezenzakalayo ke kujudiciary kakhulu ke kuma-magistrate court ngenxa yokubana they are being used besetshenziswa ukusekula ama-political scores. So kuba nzima iku amalwela eseloku zungeza lokudawuta kubana ke illegal routing asincedi kubana ke sithole ke ukukhululwa kwabo jobs kala lenyathime 16 kodwa thina njengebandla siyahamba emadala ngenxa yokubana silokuhlonipha ke umthetho welizwe lokunanzelela ukubana ukuze siyakhe iZimbabwe we must be able ukustrengthen ama institutions anjenge judiciary ukubana engasetshenziswa uku-advance ama-political agenda. I-ZANU-PF ayisiyo koti, i-ZANU is a political party njenge-CCC. So akufanelanga ukuthi ke ama-politician ekwanisa ukuya-influence ama-legal process ayenzakalayo ngoba yiyo ke yokuthiwa isilunga ku-intervena with the judicial independence. Therefore kusiba nzima ukubana amakoti eZimbabwe ke abantu bebe lethemba lawo ngenxa yokuthi awe-weaponize against ama-opponents e-ZANU-PF.
Amagqwetha kaChamisa sibona ukubana aselobele usikomitshi wamajele emcela ukubana uChamisa avunyelwe ukuyabona usikhala losithole labanye babo. Libona liphiwa yini leyo mvumo?
Yes, ibabhalele ke Zimbabwe Prison Services ngenxa yokubana ke size sihambe ukuya uzama ukungena ke umongameli bamtshela ukubana hayi yena njengomuntu omkhulu kufanele ethole imvumo ke emahofisini aphezulu ukwenzela ukuthi kuyenziwe ama-protocol ukubana ke engene. Lokho kuyinto esayihloniphayo yikho ke sayingeja ukubana sibhalele ke emapholiseni njalo ke la ku-commissioner as office owezimbabwe prison services ukubana ke sikwanise ukuyabonana ke lo job sikhala lo honorable sithole labanye ke abayi-16 abasenkantolo.
Umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC. Kusenjalo ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC ithi izolo ihlangane lamalunga ebandla le-ZANU-PF ele-CCC kanye lele-ZAPU ancintisa kukhetho lwamakhansila eMatobo lapho kube lodlakela khona ngensonto. Isikhulumeli sali komishini umnumzana Jasper Mangwana uthi batshele abancintisayo laba ukuthi amapholisa asaphenya udaba lodlakela lolu. Amalunga e-CCC athi achaye kwakubi ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi ekhankasela ukhetho lwamakhansila oluza kwenziwa ngempelansonto kulesi sigaba. Kodwa abe-ZANU-PF bayakulandula lokhu besithi yibo abachayiweyo. Sibuze ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efi Dlela Ncube ukuthi ubona umhlangano we-ZEC lo uphathisa yini ekuqedeni ukufuthelana okulokho kukhona eMatopo.
Umhlangano lo asozuguqule lutho ngokuba ababusayo bakubona kukuhle ukuthi kungabi lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Ukhetho olukhululekileyo luyabalimaza kakhulu. Ukhetho olukhululekileyo lunciphisa kakhulu amathuba abo ukuthi baphumelele bahlale ezihlalweni. Ngakho ke bazaqhubeka betshaya abantu besethulisela abantu engikhangelela ukuthi kuzaba kukhulu kakhulu kulalokho esikubonayo ikakhulu kunyaka ozayo ngo-2023 ngokuba i-violence udlame luzasebenza kakhulu ukupha amathuba alaba ababusayo ukuthi bahlale ezihlalweni. Bayakwazi ukuthi kungeladlame kunzima ukuthi bahlale ezihlalweni. Amboni ke beluyekela udlame ngokuba sekukhuluma izekhi. Izekhi kayisilutho okukhulu, yibona laba abakhulu ababusa ilizwe babumele baguqule indlela yokwenza ukuze ukhetho lube ngolukhululekile kungatshaywa abantu.
Kukhona yini okunye okungenziwa iZimbabwe Electoral Commission Ncube emizameni yokuqeda udlakela ngoba sibona abanye bayakhalakhala bathi iZEC kumele iphume obala isole nxa kuyiZANU eqale udlakela, isole ichodoze iZANU nxa kuyi-CCC isole njalo leyo CCC okuyinto abanye abathi kayenzeki yikho nje udlakela luqhubeka.
Okungenziwa yiZEC kube kuhle ukuthi yenze lokho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi iname and shame, iqambe abantu bona labo abalodlakela, iqambe i-political party elodlame, iqambe lamagama abantu ababusa lawo ma-political party, abaphethe lawo ma-political party. Kuza kwenza ukuthi bonakale ukuthi kayithathi hlangothi ebantwini. Kodwa kwamanje nxa ikhuluma nje kuphela akululi ukuthi abantu bangakholeli ukuthi ichaya nje indiva izinto ezibona zisenzakala phansi ngoba abalodlame bayazakala bayabonakala njalo. Ngakho ke iZEC kumele baqambe ifake i-statement emsakazweni ithi obani labo bani abeqembele ithile yibo abavimbela i-free and fair election yababenza udlame ibisithatha lezi zinqumo ezingalandela ngemva kwalokho.
Umnumzana Efi Dlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Elebutswana likhala ngokuqonga kwenani labantu abazodinga ubupepheli bebaleka emazweni afana le South Africa le Zimbabwe lapho babephiwe khona imvumo yokuba iziphepheli. Intatheli izindaba ye Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwelebutswana.
Khuluma le ntatheli izindaba ngolwesibili umphathi ntambo obona ezokuqhutshwa kumthetho kweleBotswana umnumzana Machana Shamukuni uthi iningi labadinga ubuphepheli labaleka enkambeni yeTongokara refugee camp eZimbabwe. Uthi abantu laba bafika amakhulu ayisithupha ayi-600. Uthi abanye babaleke kwele South Africa lapho osekuqhamuke udlakela lubhekiswe kwabukuza.
On the challenges here, onward movement as to why they decide to leave camp areas where they are given international protection and they come to.
What people use PPL is Valega, Wamanyamazwe, Bastella, Utinda, Wabatala Gizwas, Fanelang, Kulabanyan Jalo, Iga Kulabe, Somalia, Ababalegi, South Africa, Besisaba, Udagela, Luko, Naivantini, Boguza.
Ushamukuni uthi lokhu akuhambelani lomthetho yamazwe omhlaba ngoba iziphepheli ziyabe seziphiwe ilungelo lokuvikelwa kwelinye ilizwe. Ushamukuni uthi kumhlophe ukuthi isimo enkambeni yeTongokara sixosha iningi kakhulu abadabuka kwele Democratic Republic of Congo.
And again, we are told Zimbabwe where we are having many asylum seekers. Maybe you are having Tongokara.
Iningi labaleka enkambeni yeZimbabwe ebizwa ngokuthi Tongokara uzananzelela ukuthi edukwi impilo inhle baphathwa kahle njengezizalwane zeBotswana kokuqela imfundo lezempila kahle.
Omunye oweZimbabwe okwahlala enkambeni yeDukwi refugee camp okweminyaka phose ngamashumi amabili umnumzana watsonchibi uthi iziphepheli ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngaphandle komhlubulo weSouthern African Development Community baphathwa ngcono kwele Botswana.
Thina vele ngokubona kwethu sibona ngani iBotswana layo ibanjwa ama refugees ngokuchecheneyo sisikhangela ukuthi uvela ngapi umuntu akabani njengathi amaZimbabweans sizobuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ukuthi iBotswana ngabe yililizwe selithembele ukuthi lingasinika usizi olubalulekileyo kule ukuthi benika ama abantu abavela emazweni kaChina. Thina sasisavuselwe ekhaya sifosiwe ukuthi sibele ekhaya bona abazange befosiwe.
Uthi ngesikhathi ulungiselelwa ukhethwa eZimbabwe sokulodlakela olumangilisayo kaboni ukuthi yena labanye bakhe bangaphenduka kwele Botswana.
Thina vele esasivele singama refugee eBotswana noma udlakela lungababomvu lungababomvu gebu angiboni kulo muntu owake wahlala eDukwi acabanga ukubuyela futhi ezodlala eDukwi ngenxa yobandlululo esikhangele lalo. Abanye nyanyazwa ngamakungakunga ukuthi kulabanye vele basebuya abavele eZimbabwe sebekhona eDukwi.
Elebotswana lithi kusele ihlekana kuphela laba eZimbabwe enkambeni eDukwi abalinde ukuthi bahlaniswe kumphakathi weBotswana kumbe bahanjiswe kwelinye ilizwe. Eminyakeni emibili edlule kubiselwe abeZimbabwe abafika inkulungwane iningi elalibaleke ekhaya ngesikhathi sodlakelo lokhetho luka-2008. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Wezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane ele United States, ele Bilitane kanye le France asecele inhlanganiso ye United Nations ukuba ihlolisise ukusetshenziswa kwezikhali ngele Russia ezithengwe kwele Iran. Amazwe la athi ele Russia libomba emadolobheni amaningi kwele Ukraine lisebenzisa ama drone elawathenga kwele Iran kodwa ele Iran liyakuphika lokhu. Intatheli izindaba yekwele Somalia uAbdalla Ahmed Mumen okunhlanganiso yabezindaba eSomali Journalists Syndicate ovunyelwe ngumthethwandaba ngomvulo ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail usebotshiwe njalo ngamapholisa ensitha aweSomali National Intelligence Agency. Sebefika amakhulu ayisithupha 600 abantu ababulewe lizulu lesikhukhula kwele Nigeria elibulele lezifuyo eziningi. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba izulu leli libhidlize amabholoho, izikolo, izindlu zabantu lokunye. Kusi isigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Thandazani Moyo osakhulayo olebhizimusi kwele South Africa. Ake sizweni exoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Insizwa nje ekhulele emakhaya eminyaka engu-21 okwamanje njalo ngiyisikhulumeli lebandla esebandla elombusazwe elithiwa i-Freedom of Rights Under Sovereign likhokelwa ngunkosazana Irene Manyara Myenziwe. Okwamanje ngise-South Africa.
Singathi wenzani khonapho e-South Africa?
Kule South Africa mina ngirana i-business, ngathi kumbe ispaza shop. Ngile shop nje engiyenzayo edayisa okokudla, okokugqoka, okuhlukeneyo nje ngiyahlangahlanganisa nje ukugcoba kwabafazi. Like ngile stolo nje engilaso lapha e-South Africa.
Kuyasebenzeka yini khona?
Ngeke ngithi kusebenzeka ngendlela ngoba ngiselizweni elingayisilo lakithi. Kusuka kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi yabe ubandlululwa, ukhunjuzwa lokuthi kumele ubuyele kini, ukuyethuselwe futhi ukuthi sizathatha lapho osebenzela khona kumbe sizalixotsha. So into nje yokuhlala usesaba, kodwa-ke khona kuyancengiseka ngoba akasinabo i-choice.
So singathi kodwa kuyadobheka nje lapha lalapha?
Hayi, khona kuyadobheka sibili kokugcina abazali ekhaya, lokwakha umndeni, lokukhangelela ikusasa elingathi liqhakazile, lokuhambile, lokuya esikolo. Njalo ngiyafunda lapha e-University of Pretoria, so kuyakhona ukuthi kumbhadalele i-school fees sami, kuphinde kugcine labazali abasebekhulile abasekhaya, kuhambise labanawo abami futhi esikolo.
Singathi kuyini okokwenza ukuthi ungene kubhizinisi ilelele?
Kwakunzima kakhulu babadibe ngoba ukuthola umsebenzi nje kwakuyinto enzima kakhulu ngoba ngisasemncane njalo ngaleso sikhathi ngangine-4 o level kuphela. So lamaphepha wezemfundo ayefunakala, kutholakala ukuthi kangilawo. Thola imisebenzi nale ma-restaurant ukuthi ngiyabe ngikorobha, ngithola o-R2,000. Ngabona ukuthi ngcono lami ngiziqalele kwami, ngipheke ama-chips eceleni, ngithengise nokudla, ngithengise lama-cold drink. Ngaqala nje kanjalo ngemali encane engangiyithola ema-restaurant ngoba nje ngangingelasifiso sokuthi ngisebenze like ngiqindezelwa, ngikhunjuzwa ukuthi siza kuxoxelana, awulamfundo epheleleyo, awulamaphepha njalo apheleleyo ukuya ngaphandle lazo zonke lezi zinto.
Ye, i-Operation Dudula-ke ikubamba njani khonapho?
I-Operation Dudula ngathi yinto esivikana layo imihla namalanga, but okwamanje ngathi kuthuli okwenyanga yele edluleyo, hhayi bathulisile. Kodwa inyanga ezintathu ezendlulileyo bake babuya sibili bebangumsindo betisukanini lapha, sifuna ukuthi thina amashopu abe ngawethu, lokho nalokho. Lathi nje besithi uma sebefikile sibe ngabavala amashopu lathi sime lesixuku sabantu sibukele ukuthi bathini, kodwa sesivalile wenza ukuthi bengabi lodlakela lokuthatha izinto phakathi landline. So bese singathi sile network nje yokwazisana ukuthi bayeza ngelanga elingaka, bazofika sikhathi bani, kwenzela ukuthi nathi sibe silungisele.
Kodwa kusuze kulihluphe usiya ngesikhathi?
Hayi, khona yinto etemporary baba Dube, yinto etemporary kakhulu okokuthi asonto ukuthi singathi sesiqinisela lapha eSouth Africa ngoba vele abantu be-Operation Dudula abantu abahluphekayo, abantu abangelamsebenzi, abantu abangelakudla, abantu ababona ingani tu thina nje abantu ababuya ngaphandle yithi esiletha udubo lonke lolu abalubhekayo, abangela mhlaba kumbe ngithi abangela land kumbe abantu abangela ndawo zokuhlala, abahlale emkhukhwini. So ma usukhona wena uhlala endaweni engathi uyayibhadalela, unayo leyo mali yokubhadala, uphinde ube nesitolo around endaweni yabo, kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. So bazosikhipha vele, sizofika nje isikhathi sokuthi sicine nje sesikhishiwe. So ngingatsho ukuthi hhayi, ngokuya kwesikhathi vele kasonto esibeka khona ithemba lethu ukuthi sizoqhubeka sisebenza khona lapho.
Kodwa impilo yakho vele iyangaphi nxa sesikhangela phambilini kona?
Impilo inzima Dube, njengoba ngisho ukuthi ngiyingane yesikolo kwamanje, ngisafunda, ngisazama lami ukuthi maybe ilizwe lingalunga, lami ngiyevela ngilama-skills engiwathole kwamanye amazwe. Zama kawo kodwa nje yibona isifiso nje sokuthi ilizwe lakithi libe ngcono lathi sibuyele sethole imisebenzi. Ngoba manje bazosixotshwa kwele South Africa, sokuzosiphoqa ukuthi after ama-elections makulokhu kubuyela yena lo hulumende okhonayo, sokuzosiphoqa sibili ukuthi lathi sibheke ukuthi singaya njangaphi kubo UK, America, kuphi kuphi, ngoba lapha e-Africa sokusiba nzima kakhulu. Ma e-South Africa sisixotsha, akalikho elinye ilizwe elingasigcina. So sokumele nje phume futhi siye phambili, sidlule kahle kahle.
Lo ngumnumzana Thandazani Moyo osakhulayo ole business kwele South Africa ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ese Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe sesinike unkosikazi Sibongile Mpofu ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology NUST ischolarship seFulbright sokuzilolonga ezifundweni zokuthapha indaba. Unkosikazi Mpofu uzakwenza izifundo lezi ekolitshini leGaylord College at the University of Oklahoma. Ake sizweni exoxa ngodaba lolu.
Oh, scholarship blessing, it's part of Fulbright scholarships available for academics. By a circulator, I'm a course and corner bars to me, but to me, Laguma universities, Google registrar. So then equally, it's a publicized to platform, Yama academics in Kulumela Institution and Sevens Agi, National University of Science and Technology. And that equal up for an Ivona corner, equal, it's publicized for every academic, I assume, really in Zimbabwe, because I between you over vice chancellor, basically forwarded to registrars by forwarded to Ama academics. So I'm Ivona corner. So this scholarship, Fulbright scholarship, it's for research programs, near research. So for me, Lapa University of Oklahoma to do research on academic program. Ukuthi singafundani ngokufundisa journalism in Zimbabwe, in particular entrepreneurship phakathi kwe media. In broad, in general, so that's the whole thrust ye program. Any apply leyo in my proposal was around this area.
When I uvele uyingcweti kweze zokuthathela izindaba yini?
Mina ngengasebenza ngengaba ngithathela izindaba before ngaka join university as a lecturer. Ngengasebenza kuma newspapers, ngengasebenzela iziyana, ngasebenzela le zim papers ngingu desk editor. Business section, it's underneath. So the new business report. And I think here I join in academia. So I train yes, I train journalists now. So umsebenzi wami kakhulu ususe ekufundiseni journalism, le train any ama practicing journalists eZimbabwe.
Ulapha okwe skathi singakanani?
Ngilapha nje kwenyanga ezinhlanu ngisenza iresearch le labo supervisor bami lapha eOklahoma University.
Usuka lapha usulubhekisa ke eZimbabwe lemfundo yakho entsha, ngathi ulwazi lwakho olutsha oyakusulalo ubusufika usenzani ke ngalo?
Okay, inhloso yakho na ukuthi sifi inqangiphenduka from ulwazi engabe ngiluthole lapha, then I help ama colleagues, ngincedisane nama colleagues am ku department, sibone ukuthi how can we make our program also help students ukuthi benelise ukwenza ama startups ongama innovation businesses nje around the area of media or digital media platforms and things like that. How can we incubate our ideas in journalism into practical kind of projects? That's the whole idea. Which is I'm with the sector of media and communications in Angla Tisanjani, it will create any incidents. That's the whole idea.
We know over when Zawachia Ugu Tatela is in Dava to Ugu to Chinche Ungene Academia Egufundi Sendla.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, yeah, I'm a personal reasons. You know, ufuna ukukhula lokuthatha i-challenge ukuthi ngasembona ukuthi I knew I think I've done enough and I feel like I'm challenged. I've been doing this for quite long. Sengifuna into engangi-challenge lokuthi ngikhule personally, you know. Yikho lapho ngathi ngahle ngayenza i-masters. After that ngabona ukuthi no, I think ukuthi continue with media, I really would love to help young journalists also to acquire skills and do the job properly.
Unkosikazi Sibongile Mpofu ofundisa ekolitshini leNational University of Science and Technology koBulawayo exoxa leStudio 7 eseOklahoma khonapha kwele Melika. Live talk namhla kuhlelo lwabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kumanye amazwe olo diaspora forum sixoxa ngesicelo sikahulumende sokuthi abahlala kwamanye amazwe bavule amabhizimusi ekhaya. Singekehlukana izihlobo sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu, ngiyalivalelisa. Igama lami nguGaino Gumede Saidi. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.